Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Ohassan. I'm joined, as always, by Black Trey, Big Jerv, Jay Skills, Juju Gotti. We got Jason Cash in the building. What's up, brother? We've got a great show for you guys. It's a sports-heavy show because it's a sports-heavy time. But first things first, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're signed up. Make sure you're locked in. You get all the extra content. You're getting the watch-alongs. You're getting access to the Discord. You're getting the OG podcast episodes. You're getting special edition Cinephobe episodes. You're getting access to exclusive live shows. We did the live show in Toronto. We had a limited number that we gave out to Patreons. The next one is either going to be New York or LA or Chicago or somewhere in America, basically. So make sure you are on the Patreon so that you can have access to those very, very exclusive events for sure. Patreon.com/countthedings. Also, bit.ly/CTD merch. We are selling the viral decontextualization hoodies. That's right. It's like the silhouette of my fucked up form on an orange hoodie. So it looks kind of like those WNBA hoodies that everybody had for the last couple of years. Yeah, definitely check that out, as well as a bunch of new merch that we dropped there. bit.ly/CTD merch. All right, let's get to the show.
I just want to ask, like, the other biggest conversation that we have in over all this shit is the AI. What do y'all niggas feel about the AI before y'all leave?
So this is, I'm gonna say this real quick, because AI is so new, people don't understand what the fuck it is, right? So what Drake did was he wrote the verses, he recorded the verses, and then used AI to fucking alter the voices so it sound like other people. But when niggas say he used AI, 90% of the stupid niggas on the internet think that means he went to ChatGPT and said, make me a diss track where Rick Ross, and
You can hear the Drake in the course.
But niggas are stupid. They think that literally the fucking computer came up with the whole thing, and then they just sat back and like.
But what do you think about its use in media and music specifically?
Scary, bro.
Yeah, like
I use ChatGPT. I ain't gonna lie, but I ain't fucking with it in the arts.
This is what I'm gonna say. I don't think it can replace real art. Like, it can't create a real verse that like you would like really fuck with on the same level that a human. It can't create a real movie, right, and feeling and all that stuff. Like, Jason, you're a movie guy. There's no fucking AI script that's gonna come out that's gonna beat a real fucking script. Now, if you're talking about some bullshit ass like, fucking Fast and Furious 45. Yes, it could probably do that because it's a bunch of Fast and Furious movies and it knows the rhythms and shit like that. But like to make an actual fucking script that's actually dope and shit, it can never do that. The question is, using it in the arts as far as using it to use the voices of people who aren't here. For instance, like the idea of like, I can write a fucking Tupac verse and then have Tupac rap the verse, even though that nigga didn't do it. I don't know how I feel about that because I feel like I'm gonna give you a great example. I saw Showtime. Remember, I think we talked about it on our show. They did a Wilt Chamberlain documentary.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And they used AI to do his voice.
They used AI to do his voice, but
and it was dope.
It was all his words. It was all like letters and like his memoirs and like interviews he had done. So they used his actual words, but they used AI to make it so his voice was saying it.
Yeah.
I thought like they did it cool. And the most important thing was his family was like, yes, they gave the blessings.
Yeah.
Just fucking niggas willy nilly. Wouldn't it be dope if I had a track with me, Biggie, and fucking Big L, and I wrote their verses and then I used fucking AI to do the voices? I don't think that's cool. Like,
Trey, what you think?
I mean, I look at it from a perspective of like, I thought, like I said, I thought it was hilarious. The idea that Drake used it being funny, you get what I'm saying? Like, it goes back to the state. It goes back to the moment where the quote unquote West was handed over to Kendrick, and it was like, it was more hilarious. Like, yo, this nigga used big voices, but it wasn't nothing that was said that was like very mind blowing. And you could hear Drake's delivery, like, you know, that's not like. It was his delivery. It didn't make it sound like Pac. There's no enemies. Like he wasn't trying to.
That's what would have made it wavier to me. But
that's right, and so like, I know y'all got to bounce. But go ahead.
He definitely missed the moment. He definitely missed the moment on his delivery of like, if he actually tried to sound like what a dude, like if he would like nephew or like play like Snoop in some certain way. Yeah. I thought it was interesting because Snoop gave authorization for his vocals to be used, right? Yeah. And people are like, yo, what the fuck? Then you see Game siding with Drake.
Hey, I was like, just texting Dom about this. Honestly, we've been going back and forth about this particular issue because it's like, hold on, y'all. Game, you're from Compton. First off, you feel me? Snoop, yeah, you are the nigga who's on stage. Who's, yo, you got it. You know, you got the torch, my nigga. But regardless of either of those things happening. Nigga, this the West Coast, this LA, this Cali. Like, what are y'all niggas doing? Nigga, this is America, nigga. How about that? Like, nigga, this is USA versus Canada.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, nigga, what are we doing, bro? What are we doing?
We're not as unified as we think we are.
That's why I'm sitting here looking at Jason. Like, y'all not unified in LA, period, bro. So why
it's
do you
nasty.
Y'all
it's
to be unified? Like, y'all I'm upset every day in LA, nigga. What you think niggas gonna do? They gonna pick sides, nigga. That's what y'all do.
Exactly. Breezy or you team Quavo? Yeah, like, what are we talking about?
LA, nigga. What you mean? You want them niggas to be kumbaya now and go fight the Canadians. Nigga, y'all niggas ain't cool with each other either. Nigga.
Yeah, it ain't on no shit like that. So like I looked at it from a perspective, I was like, oh, that's interesting. And everybody like, oh, you know, and I like glass. I wish glasses was on because glasses has been poking at Drake and them for like 3 weeks now. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's KD GOAT.
Drake
is KD GOAT, right? So he be fucking with him all the time.
Doing the same thing, bro. This nigga's on the Drake side glazing. This nigga's on the Kendrick side glazing. This nigga's on the Drake side trying to show they got deep ties and relationships and inside info. This nigga's on the Kendrick side doing the same motherfucking thing. Mm-hmm. You feel me? It's just one side is more looked at as more thorough, more black, you know what I mean, more hood from like the Kendrick perspective. And I think people are holding Kendrick to a higher respect, whereas with Drake, it's almost like he got to prove himself every time.
Mm-hmm. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Kendrick don't got to prove himself. Niggas just want him to respond at the end of the day. Like, that's all it is. You feel me?
I think it's gotten funny where niggas is showing up in my mentions now.
No, I'm telling you what Chase say. I'm not saying Kendrick has to prove himself because we know he's a great rapper.
I said he don't.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying I don't think he has to prove himself either, but I think he has to prove himself in combat. Like I think that it's not necessarily not that either. Like it's somewhere in between. He doesn't have to prove himself, but he does have to prove himself. You feel me? It makes perfect sense.
But I was gonna say this too. Like I was surprised and I liked it when I first heard it, you know what I'm saying? Because it's funny on the first listen, but then like when you start to analyze like what actually is happening with all this shit, it's actually very, very tricky on just quite a few levels. So one, like the fact that he used Pac and he didn't get approval, you know, Pac has been used as a hologram and other shit, gotten approval, didn't get approval because Affini's not with us. So tricky. The fact that he didn't use like Pac's actual flow and like didn't try to emulate him from an artistic standpoint makes it not as good either. And then like you think about the implications of him basically stamping his approval on this type of activity and the widespread like use of it that is gonna come because like, oh, Drake did it. So now everybody in music and probably other industries is gonna point to this specific moment when talking about AI and its use and be like, well, Drake did it and y'all thought it was cool and everybody thought it was cool. So let's go. And I think that's just a Pandora's box that he don't really give a fuck about nobody else. You know what I'm saying? And that's the whole thing. Like, that's part of the difference between, at least I feel like, the factions, right? It's like Kendrick seems to be more of like an empathetic, caring, whatever. And Drake is like, nigga, I fuck your bitch. I'm riding solo. I ride on all you niggas. Like, he's absorbed the mantle of the villain. You feel me? And I respect that from the whole, like, entertainment, wrestling, all that aspect. But there are, like, real world implications to what he's doing.
You know, Kendrick, we need you. You know,
and it was funny. Like, I came in front. Because that's what I'm saying. He's a good villain. He's a great villain, bro. Like, he plays the role so well. So I can't even, like, fully hate. Because when it came, and this smashes push-ups, by the way. I think this is a 10
times. Oh, this is way better than push-ups.
I think this is 10 times better than push-ups because of the innovation, the comedy. Like the shit he was even, I mean, the Taylor Swift shit was corny. That was also something else. Like, bro, what? Why are you bringing up Taylor Swift? This making you sound white again, but all the other shit was very funny. You know what I'm saying? And just like, if I was Kendrick sitting in a room, I'd be like, man, this nigga done pissed me off. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask y'all this. Just to get an answer from everybody, where would be too long of a wait in y'all minds for Kendrick?
There is no too long of a wait.
That can be your response. Like, there is no time limit, or like, no. You know, because people want the shit in 48 hours and shit.
That's because niggas is bored and on the internet, bro.
Exactly.
Drake gonna be popping like for as far as I can see. I say Kendrick got like 5 years to respond to this shit, bro, for real. Because if he drop it, okay. Whenever he drop it, it's going to go do the like Chase said, bro. It don't matter. That shit going to do what it's going to do.
My timeline is the timeline between Takeover and Ether. So it's like basically like
three months.
He got 3 months.
Whenever an album comes out. If the album comes out and there's nothing on there, then that's not have an issue.
But to Juju's point, I'm just let you go. I mean, if he does take longer and he drops some shit and it's super fire, I'm probably will change my answer.
That's what it comes down to. Like, niggas is mad because it's not immediate, like you said, because niggas are bored and on the internet. But the moment it drops, if it's fire, you all is forgiven. Like at that point, and then you just turn all you're gonna do is just
wait. It was worth the wait, my nigga.
I know. And honestly, Trey, it's not even that. You're just going to turn and look at the other nigga and say, all right, now what? Like, right. Your turn, basically.
And it shift. It never stops. And also, how do you even declare a winner? What do you say? What do you like?
Well, we declare a winner in the Pusha T.
That's a winner.
The hood will always decide.
All winners declared, right. For sure. Yeah. There will be a
we may not agree.
Sure. Yeah. It will.
Because it's still niggas talking about Duppy freestyle, and I'm like,
No.
To be realistic, though, like, these disses, like, these days, like, salute to the disses and the courage that it takes to diss people these days, but it's not like how it used to be, bro. Like, I went back and listened to Takeover. Bro, you was a ballerina. I got the pictures. I seen you. Mardi, like... Yeah, bro, like, this is different. Like, it's like today's era of dissing. Kendrick can say one little bar and it means so much.
These niggas don't know each other like that.
You feel me? So
niggas knew each other.
I'm still taking it with a grain of salt, all this shit. Like, you feel me? I'm happy that we getting more music. You did.
Right. And that's what I feel like at the crux of all of this. You know, everybody was saying hip hop was having a down year, blah, blah, blah. But this shit reawakened the game. You see how many people is engaging in shit online, how many people is, you know, interested in everything that's going on. And like you said, you got all the motherfucking scholars dissecting, well, when he said the pull the coffin out your mouth and blah, 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 like niggas is over analyzing, which is, I love it. You know what I'm saying? Like, just be interested in this shit. Like, I want people to have fun. On the other side, I don't like, and I don't know if y'all have experienced this, like niggas criticizing you for having an opinion online about something, or niggas being like, and this might be different for Chase because he knows people. So it's like, I'm not talking about the people who have relationships with niggas, but like, if you're just a fan of something and you want to talk about the art, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I thought Drake got him here, but blah, 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 Kendrick still could do this. And niggas is like, looking at you funny or feeling away because you talking about rap on the internet or talking about something that you like on the internet. Like, I just feel like that shit is weird. Like, I see a lot of that going around as well. And I'm like, niggas should just be allowed to have opinions on shit that's, you know, going on. Like, people always be trying to make more of shit than it is. You feel me?
Definitely, man. Facts. I mean, look, I love rap beef.
Right.
I love hip hop.
Exactly. You know what J. Cole should, I'm not J. Cole, you know what Kendrick should not do?
What?
At his next concert, get on stage and apologize for all of this shit. You know what, bro? How many Drake fans in the audience? That's what Kendrick should do right now, bro. Just let bygones be bygones, big bro.
And we're going to end on that?
Yeah, we can end on that right there.
All right. For Amin, for Big Jer, for Jason Madison, for Juju, Chasing Cash. This has been an episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker.